My brothers and sisters, Uthman ibn Affan did not take part in the battle of Badr from amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He was one of those who stayed behind upon the instruction of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? One might ask, the most important battle was the battle of Badr. Those who took part in the battle of Badr were known as important people. They were known as people of paradise. Why didn't Uthman take part? Well, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, "Oh Uthman, your wife is not well at all." And that was the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ruqayya binti Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She is not well at all. You take care of your wife. Don't worry, we will go out in the battle of Badr. So Uthman ibn Affan did not go with them. And when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came back from Badr, he found that his daughter had passed away. He found that his daughter had passed away. And Uthman ibn Affan was very, very sad. Not questioning the decree of Allah, but saddened because of the demise of his own wife, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam considered him from amongst those who took part in the battle of Badr and granted him from the spoils, and his name was written as being from amongst those who took part in the battle. And on top of that, what we would term a cherry on the cake was that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam got him married to another daughter of his known as Ummu Kulthum binti Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is why Uthman ibn Affan, the only human being that we know of to be married to two daughters of a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.